Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Ed Staffel. I'm a dentist practicing here in San Antonio, and you're listening to the Dr. Staffel program, and your smile matters on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Looks like we're going to get some good rain as well. And what a week coming up. Looks like more rain. Everything looks so pretty and so beautiful out in the countrysides all over the state. It looks like getting a lot of rain. And so I don't have a guest. My associate, Dr. Williamson, is not here today. He had some other pressing commitments. And so welcome your calls. And be sure and call, and let's talk about any kind of dental problem that you might have, something that you're trying to make a decision on. Or maybe you're wondering if there's any connection between dental infections and systemic problems. We've had a discussion on that. We'll touch on that some more. It's amazing the information that's coming out on this, both for and against connection between oral health and systemic health. And then I want to talk about do-it-yourself dentistry that for straightening teeth. They call it Smile Direct, and we've talked about that before, but it's advertised so heavily nowadays in prime time, as well as over 100 locations throughout the country. And it's amazing, and just wanted to let everybody be aware of there are a lot of factors that are involved that they're not addressing. And if you sign up for something like this, you need to be aware of the factors that are not being addressed as far as your health is and concerns. So we'll talk about that. But in the meantime, give me a call. And podcast address, we always have a podcast of 9+ years, I think. Chris, how many years we have on that? About 9? Okay. And the address is staffelDDS.podomatic.com. And you're listening to the Dr. Staffel program, and your smile matters today. And KTSA, 5:50 a.m., 4 to 5. Sunday afternoon, and also on FM 107.1. And so if you have a question about dental health, oral health, give me a call and let's talk about that. The number is 210-599-5555. And we'll bring you up to date on so many things. We have so many things to talk about as well. Really wanted to get back and make sure that everybody understood because that advertisement looks so enticing about the Smile Direct, the do-it-yourself dentistry, where you just go in and you get a scan by an assistant, and then they send you everything in a box, and that's the end of it. But, are there a lot of pitfalls and a lot of things that are being overlooked when you do something like that? And by not having a x-ray examination, by not having a thorough oral cancer exam, by not having a awareness or an examination of do you have problems with sleep apnea or sleep disordered breathing, do you have problems with wear on your teeth, you have gum disease, you have inflammation in your mouth, in the gums, do you have periodontal disease, are you losing gum conditions, having shrinking gum tissue, or your gums getting shrinking away, do you have gum inflammation? There's so many factors that are involved here, and when you sign up for something like this, you're leaving all that on the table, and so you need to know that gee whiz, is this really a good deal? Well, just that old saying, buyer beware. It's it's something we'll see how it shakes out. But I would tell you that there's so many conditions that determine the wear on teeth. Now, teeth, let me put it another way. Your teeth are designed to last you 80 plus years, and they will. But they can't do it without the help of a dentist and without the help of a hygienist guiding you on how to keep your gums healthy and how to prevent periodontal disease. Periodontal disease is disease of the bone housing of the teeth. Once you get that, it's a lifetime problem. You're never going to get that bone back. So this is just one factor alone. When you don't have an evaluation for gum disease or bleeding gums, and you don't have any factor on the bone housing of your teeth, are they nerved? Are the teeth alive? Do you have root canals, or do you have dead teeth? And there's so many factors here that you're leaving on the table if you sign up for something like this, or if you think that, oh, gee, it looks so enticing. And it does. They have tremendous ads. They're very effective ads. And called Smile Direct. And you're taking a interesting scenario when you buy into this, you are leaving a lot on the table. And then the follow-up. The follow-up is tremendous. Just, for instance, when you have your teeth straightened, you are entitled at certain times for what we call revisions, whereas everything doesn't move quite as well, or it doesn't track quite as well. And in the dental office, when you have Invisalign or Clear Correct, you are tracking to see if everything is going as it is expected to, because the case is all laid out at the very beginning. But when you begin your Invisalign case and your dentist has you come in every so often to see how you're tracking, and by tracking I mean if you are matching where you should be on the computer. That is, a computer says this is where your particular position of the teeth should be, and the dentist looks and sees, are you tracking? Are you where you're supposed to be? So this is so very, very important. And again, your teeth are designed to last you 80 plus years, and they will, but they can't do it on their own. You need help. You need a dentist to keep watching and making sure that your teeth aren't splitting or breaking down or wearing. You need, or shifting. Goodness, teeth can shift very easily. And one of the things that we're finding, of course, is sleep-disordered breathing, where you have breathing problems. It moves, it's very hard on the teeth and shifts the teeth around quite a bit. And plus, there are medical problems that are with sleep-disordered breathing. So none of this is addressed with any of these things. For instance, with sleep-disordered breathing, you're subject to cardiovascular disease, you're subject to diabetes more prominently, and one of the biggest problems is stroke and also acute cardiac arrest. As this, talking about sleep-disordered breathing, or where you're not getting the proper air when you're sleeping, and you're holding your breath. And then you have another big problem in that drug-resistant high blood pressure. This happens quite frequently when you are having sleep-disordered breathing or sleep-fractured breathing or sleep apnea. All of these terms apply to that. And this is something that's quite common, and it's also moves the teeth around quite a bit. And we see patients that have severe, severe breathing problems. Oh, my gosh. And unraveling that really takes some medical expertise, both from the ENTs. We've used some great ENTs like Dr. Gilbert Ruiz, Dr. Jose Barrera, and the Texas Sleep Specialties. And also, this involves children. Goodness gracious, it involves little children and has such an effect on learning, their development, their brain development. So these are things that you need to get an opinion upon and get informed. That's the main thing. Get informed. Now, you may have need for having one or two tweaked. That certainly works well. But when you have to have an evaluation, or you need an evaluation for all these different conditions that are being overlooked, that are not picked up on the scan, or when you have just a dental assistant looking at these things, be aware. That's my main message to you. Be aware of what's going on. And get a second opinion. Nothing wrong with getting a second opinion. I think just about all dentists enjoy giving you a second opinion, just because we want the information to be out there and we want you to be informed. And you have so much, so many ways to get informed with social media, with the different articles that are written, but there's still, it takes a dentist to decipher a lot of these problems, and so don't hesitate. Don't ever hesitate getting a second opinion. It is really, really valuable, and it may help you a lot as far as the longevity of your teeth. As, again, your tooth is designed to last you 80-plus years with a live nerve and a live blood vessel supply, and it can, but the teeth cannot repair themselves, so you have to have help. You're from a dentist, you have to have help from a periodontist. And along that line, I wonder, if you've been listening, you've heard many times that I've talked about gum disease. In the recent panel from the American Academy of Periodontology and the World Academy of Periodontology, two esteemed organizations, there hadn't been a revision of periodontal or gum disease diagnosis since 1999. They're still using the same patterns or the same criteria. So they had this very large meeting of the American Academy of Periodontology and the World Academy of Periodontology, and they refined the description of what constituted disease, gum disease, and periodontal disease. Periodontal disease meaning bone loss, bone infection, bone periodontal disease. Once you lose that bone, you can't get it back. So it's very important to stop this thing early on. And they came up with any kind of a diagnostic tool is if you have any probing, and that's a probing is when the dentist or the hygienist takes and places a measurement instrument very gently into the gum tissue and into the space between the gum tissue and the tooth, and you press down till you hit resistance, which is a bone. If you have any bleeding when that's done, this is a diagnosis that they have determined is of gum disease. So that means any kind of bleeding points, you should not have any in a healthy mouth. So those bleeding points are very critical, because the neat thing is if they're just 1, 2, or 3 millimeters in depth, you have a bleeding point or points throughout your mouth, you can clear that up in a week or two. And that's fantastic news that you can get totally healthy in 1 to 2 weeks. Oh my gosh. Just with proper instruction, being instructed of how to capture these areas, capture the bacteria, clean the bacteria up. We have so many tools now. special brushes and special flosses, and they have all kind of rinses. It's just marvelous the things that is available to the public, and we as dentists can help patients with these. So again, the bottom line is, if you have any bleeding at all, bleeding gums with either, and that would include not only the dental probing by the dentist or the hygienist, but that would improve, that would include flossing your teeth, flossing around your gums, using toothpicks, any kind of device like that, or any kind of brushing, and you notice bleeding on your gums, you've got infection, and you've got inflammation. Infection and inflammation are two things that go hand in hand, and you need to get that fixed, and you can, and that's what's a neat thing. You can get that corrected and reversed real easily, and it shouldn't take more than 1 to 2 weeks. Now, if the pockets are greater than 3 millimeters and you have bleeding, then you have a problem of going into bone loss, and oh my goodness, that's a whole different thing, because once you lose that bone, you're not going to get it back, and it's going to create more problems. It's going to create more health problems. Now, so again, this is why a dentist or a hygienist is so terribly important, to give you a thorough examination before you go through with any treatment, especially if you're doing a do-it-yourself treatment like the Smile Direct. So just wanted to put that out there for the cutting edge. And then, of course, decay. Do you have decay? Do you have, and this is one of the neat things that's come out. It's looking like decay is going to be more and more a thing of the past. It's very possible a thing of the past. We've got the low lows, which you take a course of 10 of these twice a day, and you repeat it every 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, depending upon how much decay activity you have, and if you make some improvements with your sugar in your diet, oh my gosh, that removes the strep mutans, which is the bacteria that causes decay, so that you can get a mouth pretty free of decay moving forward. Golly, this is just a miracle, and it's been around in Europe for quite a while. It's been used in the United States, so it's not an absolutely new thing, and we put a lot of our patients on it. It's very inexpensive. Gee whiz, it is so inexpensive. And to use, it's called Low Lows, L-O-L-O-Z, and this is one of the things that's going to help eliminate decay. It's phenomenal. It's a phenomenal thing that causes it's an extract, a treated extract of licorice root. The licorice flavor has been removed, and this extract of licorice has a unique property in that it kills and removes the strep mutans, which is the bacteria that causes decay. It removes it from your teeth. And then if you use some xylitol in there as well, you do an extra measure of prevention. So again, decay is on the way out. It's looking like if you follow up and see your dentist on these things, gee whiz, this is such marvelous news that we could really do something about preventing decay. And then we have a silver diamine fluoride, which is a marvelous material where we can postpone treatment. And this is very helpful on people who are in nursing homes, or they're in assisted living, or they have limited funds and they have to space things out. The silver diamine fluoride is just painted on, and it can be painted on with a hygienist, can paint this on. the dentist can paint it on, and it has an amazing effect in stopping decay and holding it off for 6 months. And so decay or filling of cavities can be postponed for quite a while by using this material. If you go in every 6 months and get it paint, you get those lesions of decay painted on, and so you can get to a point where you can scrape up the money to get a filling or a crown or whatever you need, and it stops root decay too. This is a real problem with people who are in assisted living, for instance, because their diet is usually heavy carb-laden and heavy sugar-laden, and they're taking too frequently, they're taking a lot of medications, and those medications cause dry mouth. They're over between 400 to 500 medications that are going to dry your mouth out, dry the saliva up, and once that saliva is gone, you lose a lot of protection for your teeth. And so the roots start decaying. Things change drastically. So this is a great thing, a great preventative thing, or we can prolong treatment. The low lows can do a marvelous job of preventing decay. Then we also have what's called an infusion process, where the hygienist or the x-rays will pick up etched places in the enamel, and the etched places will not be through the enamel, so it won't be a full decay lesion. A full decay lesion is one that has eaten through the enamel and is into the interior of the tooth called the dentin. And once that lesion, decay lesion, gets into the dentin, then you have to have a filling. But if we can pick these lesions up in the decay that are decayed in the enamel, they haven't, and we can determine this by means of a digital x-ray, we can determine if you have digital or decay that's gone through the enamel. If it has not, we can infuse that decayed beginning spot that hasn't gone through the enamel with a resin that stops the decay, just as if you had a filling. So this is three things that we have at our disposal now to make a huge difference in the longevity of teeth and keeping having a lot of expensive treatment done. And then this is with the infusion that we're talking about, where it's used not on lesions of the teeth before they get through the enamel. And then we have the low lows, which removes the bacteria that causes decay. Then we have the silver diamine fluoride, which is going to stop decay dead in its tracks. And the other thing about the silver diamine fluoride, it's been used for 100 years or more. It's not anything new. It's been tweaked a little bit. And all of these materials that I'm talking about have been around a while. They've been used in other countries, and they've finally been released into the United States. And they've been used in the United States for some time. But it's slowly getting out. So give us a call. That's Dr. Staffel in Williamson. And our number is 210-341-2569. 210-341-2569. And let us design a program for you. Let us help you with a program. We even have started doing a marvelous service for people by taking, if you're going to retire, for instance, in 5 or 10 years, we can design a program for you and a plan for you to where, using these preventative measures that I've been talking about, you can take and space your work out so that by the time you do retire, you're not hit with a big bill. And we see this so often. People wait and they wait and they wait. through various things. They may have fear that they're waiting about. They may have anxiety that they're waiting about, or they maybe just don't have the funds at the time. They've got kids in school, at college, or any kind of lots of different needs for their funds. So it's something that we can help you with. Design a plan. You can space your work out until you finally get to a point where you can take care of one or two of teeth at a time, or multiple teeth. But you're not stuck when you retire with having a big bill. And we see this are a lot of work. And we see this a lot. People will wait till they're retired and then want to get their teeth fixed up. And my gosh, they've got major, major problems. So this is something, let us help you with. It's Dr. Staffel and Williamson. And our number is 210-341-2569. That's 210-341-2569. Now, I want to talk to you back to the do-it-yourself straightening, where they just send you everything in a box after your scan. And one of the things that we have that's available now, we can speed up orthodontic treatment like the Invisalign treatment. We can speed it up 50% or more. And we have a light accelerated orthodontics. It's called OrthoPulse, and it's a photobiomodulation. It's used in medicine a great deal for healing and healing bone. And now it is available in dentistry. And it is so remarkable. You put this light 5 minutes a day on the upper teeth and then 5 minutes a day on the lower teeth. And through this photobiomodulation, it speeds up the movement of the teeth. So where you are, instead of changing your trays, your aligner trays every 14 days, you can move them and change them every 3.5 days, which really cuts down the time. This is a tremendous advance. Then there's a orthomolecular, perforation, a very tiny, tiny perforation that's made in the gum and the bone. It's painless. And this little perforation, again, it's a medical, been used in medicine a lot. It speeds up the movement of the teeth and speeds up the movement with those trays. And it's all safety. And it's done safely. The trays move the teeth safely without damaging the teeth. So your speed can be, you can be out of these treatment things in a very short time. But again, you need a dentist to help you with this. You need a dentist to guide you with this. You need a dentist to design your treatment for you. You need a dentist to track your treatment to see if everything's moving like it should. Are there some problems that weren't diagnosed? Are there some problems that have been overlooked? So, again, When you think about do-it-yourself dentistry and these doc-in-the-box things, you leave a lot on the table. You need to be aware of that. And the light-accelerated orthodontics is an amazing system, just amazing, as well as the micro orthopedic perforation system. And which one you choose depends on the dentist and the dentist's choice. But it really accelerates the procedure. So keep that in mind. We have so many things going on that are fantastic. This OrthoPulse, biomodulation, has been used in medicine for a long time, and now it's used in dentistry with great, great success. And it's used with fixed appliances as well. That is, orthodontists are using this. They're embracing this very, very substantially with their wire and their fixed appliances, and as well as using their aligners and using it on aligners, which are the removable appliances. So things have changed. And you're looking at times of 54% to 63% of changing the average time, improving the time, like 63% of reduction in the average time per aligner. That's huge, just huge. So these are some of the great things that we have available now. And orthodontists are embracing this very, very heavily because it helps them. And the patient is so comfortable, you hardly even know what, when you're wearing these things, hardly know at all what's going on. It's so comfortable. So, then back to the inflammation of the bone. Inflammation is so critical because now, this is something that I talked about it recently, and I'm going to just mention it again briefly. Came out in the dental journal, and two major dental schools said that there is no connection, there is no treatment connection that connects oral health to systemic health and the medical dental integration. So you'll probably read a lot about this when it gets picked up in the media. But remember, you heard it here first. And there were a couple of dental schools that voiced the particular problem. And, of course, the reason they're saying this is true. You can't design a situation to where you're going to give a person bad oral health and then you're going to see what it causes. Is it going to cause them cardiovascular disease? Is it going to cause them arthritis or so, things of that type? So, to a point, they are correct that there's no definitive evidence that treating oral disease has any clinically meaningful effect on the prevention, treatment, or outcomes of any systemic disease. And so what they're saying is that observational studies cannot definitely prove causality. Now that's an interesting point because when we see a patient and they come in and they have a huge amount of swelling and their face is as big as a golf ball on the side of their head and they're in extreme pain, they're saying that observational studies, and that's an observational study, you see that the patient is infected, he's got a big golf ball size or grape size swelling on the side of the face, is running a fever. But the authors in this thing say that observational studies like that cannot definitely prove causality. That is, like heart disease or arthritis or stroke or things of brain abscess or things like that. So they have a point, but it's just difficult. It's just difficult that this concept, it has not been shown to meet several experimental validation. And of course, this was by one of the hospitals in New York and the Department of Dentistry, the Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery. So they have a point. But at the same time, when they say observational studies are not valid, that's really puts a dentist in an unusual spot. Now, a report from the American Heart Association showed an association between periodontal disease and atherosclerotic vascular disease. And the correct interpretation is patients with one condition often have the other. So that goes back to it's not proving causality. Just because they have atherosclerotic disease and periodontal disease doesn't mean that there is an association between the two. However, I think from a dental standpoint, you're looking at a large risk when you accept this thing or this decision. But and another verifying or holding up this was the Department of Oral Medicine Diagnostic Sciences at the University of Illinois, Chicago College of Dentistry, Chicago, Illinois. But then rebuttals came, and they came from the Herman Ostro School of Dentistry, University of Southern California, and Harvard Dental School. The point is that there's, I would say, disagreement among these very learned and trained, highly trained oral surgeons. So most of these articles were written by oral surgeons, and most of these have dual degrees, MD, DDS degrees, and are DMD, dental degrees, plus a PhD. One of them, professor of developmental biology, emeritus at Harvard School of Dental Medicine, Harvard University. He disagreed with that. So it just goes to show that there is difference of opinion in these things. And the failure to reaffirm that the mouth as the beginning of the food canal, and like every other organ system, it's an integral part of the body. What they're saying is it's really not part of the body, doesn't affect the rest of the body. Well, it puts a dentist in a very difficult place. And so now, in a recent journal of the American Medical Association, a viewpoint published in that Journal of American Medical Association said that integrating dental and medical care is essential for people of all ages. And they were talking about dental treatment to improve or prevent cardiovascular disease, stroke, diabetes, cancer, pregnancy outcomes, and even mental deterioration is not justified by the current state of science. So here's the Journal of the American Medical Association disagreeing in an article there about this correlation between oral health and different medical problems. But I've been a dentist for a long time and have removed a lot of infected teeth. And when you get into removing these infected teeth and cleaning out the bone, and you have people's arthritis improving, all kinds of ailments improving, their headache pain and so on, it almost seems like it puts the patient in a dilemma when you read these things and when they're published like this. I haven't seen this published in any media yet, but I'm sure it will. And I just wanted my listeners to be prepared that There is a medical dental integration, even though it is not recognized as causative. It's a amazing situation. So anyway, this is another reason why it's so terribly important that you see a dentist before you go into these very minimal do-it-yourself dental things. There's so many things that are shown up in the mouth and the oral cavity. The oral cancer now is really moved forward, and the HPV has really moved forward with a lot of people. It's becoming a very prevalent problem, and that's a human papilloma virus. It affects cancer in the men, back in the cancer of the throat and pharynx, and women in reproductive cancers. So there is a lot going on. The osteonecrosis of the jaw with medication related, which is bisphosphonates, we've talked about that many times, and this is why you want to get as healthy as you can, and you want to try to get your dental health cleared up before you go into cancer treatment, either radiation or medication. It's just terribly important from a dental standpoint that you have your mouth in as good a health as you can possibly get it, because the consequences after cancer treatment with chemotherapy or with radiation, they can be a problem, can be a severe problem, and especially moving forward and moving out 5 or 10 years. So again, it's important to get as healthy as you can, have your oral health as healthy as you can. You don't want to have these things. Like, I had one particular patient, she'd been on the bisphosphonates for several years and needed some teeth to be removed, but the patient could not have them removed because the patient had been on the osteonecrosis medication for so long. And the patient is in a severe dilemma because the patient needs restorative work, but it can't be done. And the patient just had to have root canals done on the roots and left them in place, but could not have any restorative work done. These are some of the things, fortunately, it doesn't happen very often, but it's unfortunate when it happens to a patient because it affects their entire comfort, their chewing efficiency. It's... Again, it goes back to having your mouth as healthy as you can be and having it checked out and staying as healthy as you can, staying on supplements. Oh, goodness. Staying with your probiotics and your Endomune. That's so very important. And now Dr. Hoberman has another one called Metabolic Rescue, and that is the food that feeds, actually, that's a food that feeds the probiotic. It's so terribly important to have these in your diet, and as well as having enzymes. Enzymes do a marvelous job of helping improve your gut health and keeping it healthy as can be. So, these are things I want you to really think about when you're tempted to go or have someone in your family go to these shortcut places of not having treatment, Invisalign treatment, in a just a kiosk type of thing, there you're leaving a lot on the table, and as far as the health of a person, and your teeth can really pay a price. Your gums can pay a price. Your bones supporting the housing of your teeth can pay a price. So just wanted to keep that in mind. The periodontal health, gingivitis, gingival conditions, so terribly important. And you need a dentist to make these calls, and you need a hygienist to carefully evaluate what's going on in the mouth. So if you're facing a cancer treatment and you want to have everything checked out, be sure and give us a call. It's Dr. Staffelin Williamson, and our number is 210-341-2569. And one of the things that we have done through the years, we have been dedicated to providing the most wonderful, comfortable treatment that is can treat anxiety, whether it be low anxiety, high anxiety, dental fear of treatment, whether it be high fear or low fear. And we do this with different systems that we have available, and we have everything from the awesome NuCom system to the IV sedation, which every oral surgeon and periodontist or gum specialist uses in their work. Pretty much your standard treatment of sedation is IV sedation. We offer that. And this allows the treatment of a lot of high fear, high anxiety cases, which we advertise for. We want you to give us a call if you have these things. If you've been waiting for 5, 10 years or more, we have some people who have been waiting 20 or 30 years, and they carry this guilt and anxiety around, and unnecessarily. And that's the neat thing, is that we can help you. We can help you through these difficult times. We even have a person on staff that can remove. Now, this, we're probably the only dentist dental office I know in town, and I don't, maybe only one in the state. I'm sure that I can't say that with authority, but we have a person on staff who can make and detoxify these terrific anxiety-producing memories. This person can detoxify those memories to where a person, after being treated once or twice, very inexpensively, can have those toxic memories not removed, but detoxified, to where they can then face dental treatment without having these meltdowns. And this is huge, to have something like this. Treating dental PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder of a dental origin. He can also treat post-traumatic stress disorder from service-related injuries. He's treated over 2,000 PTSD military-related problems very successfully. So we have things that distinguish our office quite unusually so, because it's all dedicated. We are very, very dedicated to seeing that you get the best treatment possible, that you get the best, have the best comfort available, and have a improve your health, even though these doctors are saying, there's no connection between the oral health and systemic health. I have disagreement with that, but they're looking at it from a scientific standpoint, which puts you in on the horns of a dilemma, as they call it, in figuring these things out. That's in psychology and psychiatry, and now in medicine, the horns of a dilemma, it's called. So, like I said, if you have somebody, or if you have a tooth that's hurting you, you're getting pain from that, and it's affecting the rest of your body, and you know that, and getting that tooth treated, either with a root canal or with a extraction, is going to make the rest of you feel much, much better. This we do know. So this is the state of the art dentistry. We're so lucky to have these fabulous technological advances, and I want to encourage you to use them. Give us a call, Dr. Staffel and Williamson. Our number is 210-341-2569. 210-341-2569. Doesn't matter how long it's been since you had your last dental visit. We're not going to embarrass you. We're not going to make you feel bad. We're going to help you get to the top of your oral health game and get you healthy. And we have all these systems available for you that are just incredible. The amount of training it takes. And now the other thing along this line of the high fear and high anxiety treatment, the Texas State Board of Dental Examiners has been given a call to improve processes to the public. In other words, they've tightened up the requirements a great deal for dentists to be using these different systems on our patients. And this is to the advantage of the patients, not the doctors. They've really tightened up the requirements, and it might be pretty difficult for the younger graduates coming out to go into these things. It remains to be seen, because the qualifications have gotten pretty stiff. And again, this is for the patient of the benefit. This is to the benefit of the patient that these State Board of Dental Examiner rules have been tightened up. And this is, interestingly enough, at the direction of the Texas State Legislature, because they were concerned there was too much weakness in the systems. And so the Texas State Legislature directed the Texas State Board of Dental Examiners to tighten up these anxiety remediation systems. And so you can feel comfortable. You can feel good about the fact that your interest in sedation is that you're being looked after better than ever before. And I mean ever before. The requirements have really gotten stiff, and this is for the patient's benefit. So you don't have, in other words, you don't have to be worried about these sedation protocols. They have been made very powerful for the patient safety. I want to get that across really well, because it's the examination, the testing, I mean the cardiac life support, the accelerated cardiac life support examination is really a tough one, and which all dentists who treat these high level of sedations have to pass. So anyway, thank you very much for listening. We'll have another interesting program next week, and have a great week, and give us a call, Dr. Staffel and Williamson, at 210-341-2569, if we can be of any help to you and answer any questions. Thank you so much. Have a great week. Bye-bye.